thank you for letting us call you and talk to you, and you answered so many questions beautifully. You're just terrific. What a lovely girl.
Thank you. It was great. It was a good experience.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, it's the first time in my life.
The first time you've done something like this, I'm sure, but it was our pleasure. We were very happy to talk to you, okay?
Okay, and then, sorry, what about, do these men hear us?
Yes, yes.
So do these men
Yes, they do, yes.
So?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, and sorry for my English. But I'm very, very glad to hear you.
Excellent.
So it's so hard to explain, it's so hard to say much more in English, if I know English like Russian, I think I can say a lot.
Olga,
yeah,
oh yes, Olga, we do, and you can say anything, and we're just happy to listen to you, okay? You sound so sweet and very beautiful, very feminine. You sound terrific, and your English is really terrific. It really is.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I hope that we see you soon in Simferopol sometime, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And I will have Victoria call you this week, okay?
And I'm sorry, and so... if someone decided to connect with me, so please they write on my email. Yes?
Yes, yes.
On my email.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I'm sure some men will write to your email right away this week, Olga, okay? Thank you. Now, I will go, but we will talk to you later, okay?
Thank you, thanks.
Guys, I'll be right back. Olga, большое, большое спасибо.
Спасибо.
Uh-huh, до свидания.
До свидания,
okay. Hold on, guys. Hey, guys, I'm back for just a moment. Am I back? Yeah, I guess I am back. Well, whew. You know, we have two women whose profiles say that they speak excellent English. Obviously, Elena did speak excellent English, and Olga can speak excellent English, but she was so nervous. But I wish I had about another half hour with this girl. I think that would have been very interesting. She said a lot of nice things. She's pretty funny, actually. She's got a great sense of humor. Boy, she's quite sweet, isn't she? I mean, this girl is sweet. I love how she said her older sister met her husband in Indiana and is very happy. And she has a twin sister who apparently is married to a local guy. I think she was indicating that he's not such a nice guy. And from that experience, she learned that she also wanted to meet a foreign guy. And she indicated that her twin sister could help her with translating and writing and responding to some emails, which I thought was really kind of funny and kind of interesting. But anyway, I appreciate all you guys coming on and saying hi to her. I swear, man, when I talked to her this week, she totally thought I was just fooling around. And then Victoria talked to her, and she had a whole bunch of questions, and I think even then she wasn't sure. And it reminds me of just how confused these women get about this. The idea that a bunch of American guys want to call up on a Sunday evening and talk to them is just so weird to them. And she just couldn't believe it. So we did the call, and now she believes, I guess. Travis, connect with me if you like. I'm sure there was just a little bit lost in translation there, and I'll help you get reconnected with her if you would like. And anybody else, Bill, certainly, John, anybody listening who would like to write to this girl, by all means do so. Correspondence is exactly that, guys. It's just letters. You can definitely develop some interest in each other through letters. You know, a lot of guys write and then drop off, not so much for reasons like Travis had. Travis had a very good reason. God bless him. He was protecting our country. But a lot of guys are just out there screwing around, and they drop off just because they drop off. And they're not nearly as serious as someone like Travis or John or Bill would be. So if you guys are serious about writing to this girl and you want to get to know her, I'm sure she would be very happy to do it. Who knows? Everybody should definitely reach out to someone they have an interest in. And on every single call, guys, we think the other guy is going to do it. Even the most beautiful women that we do these calls with will ultimately tell me they've got next to no correspondence, or in some cases, remarkably, no correspondence. And I'm sure, absolutely sure, that's just because we think the other guy is going to do it. So I'm encouraging you guys to reach out. and talk to these women, write to these women, and let's see what we can do for you, okay? I like this girl. I like her a lot. I think she's sweet. I think she's very sincere. Were it not for her sister having had a positive experience, she probably never would have thought of joining the agency. You know, so again, it's just not somebody who's thinking, how the heck can I get out of my crummy existence in Ukraine and into the great land of America? She's not thinking that at all. She wouldn't have even thought of doing this, except that her sister did it. And she said when her sister first came, she was incredibly homesick, very sad about, you know, missing her family. And now she's fine. She adjusted. She loves her husband. She's happy. That's a very, very typical scenario, guys. Very typical. Great calls. Man, what the heck? We're batting 1,000. I haven't done that in a long time. So I hope you enjoyed them. I recorded them both. I'm going to dissect them and see what I can get on the website, forumbride101.com, to try and give you guys some stuff to come back and listen to later on in the week at your leisure. Shoot me an email, guys. If you have questions, concerns, hang-ups, whatever, related to these two calls, just shoot me an email and let me see what I can do to help you out, okay?